Welcome to the Broad Pod, just a couple of broads interviewing inspiring women.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Jackie.
Let's get inspired together. Don't forget to stay tuned at the end of the episode for a special surprise for our guest. And thank you to WKWC for allowing us to use their podcast studio.
I'm ready.
Okay. That works. She's ready. Jackie's ready.
So I guess summer is upon us.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, Wesleyan and I will be graduating in like a week.
Yeah.
Which,
that's awesome.
To know me is to know that is my favorite time of year.
Yes. Do you have any fun summer plans?
Angels go home for the summer. Do I have any summer plans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, in May, Matt and I are going on a cruise for our 5-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we went on a cruise for our honeymoon and Matt declared himself a cruise person.
Okay.
In 2019.
Awesome. I'm a cruise person.
And then the COVID happened. And so we haven't been on a cruise since. So, yeah. And then we'll go to the beach in North Carolina with my best friend. We do that every summer.
So, where is the cruise headed?
Excellent question, Jackie. We leave out of Miami.
Okay.
Bienvenue a Miami.
Yes.
I don't know. I've heard French. Of it. But Miami, and then we go to Royal Caribbean's Island, a perfect day at Coco Cay, and then Nassau. I mean, nothing too fancy, but Asher's going to my parents.
Like
he's
waters.
Going to Camp Mamaw for a while.
Aww.
So it'll be a nice little break.
You're going to miss it, though.
I know.
But Matt's you'll enjoy like, yourself. But
I'm like already worried about that months ahead of time. And Matt's like, no, I'm good. He's like, I love him, but we need a break.
Well, so, you'll enjoy yourself for sure. But you'll be like, oh, and then, you'll be fine.
Do you have big summer plans?
Let's see.
Just to be really pregnant in the heat of summer.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
A great time.
Yeah,
when are you due, Jackie?
August 21st.
Oh, honey.
I've been pregnant in the summer. It's cool.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, congrats.
Yeah.
She's a member. She's a positive person.
Let's see. We're headed to Destin sometime in June. Zach is the planner. He's the one that does all the trips.
So is my Zach.
I don't plan trips. So we're going to Destin. I think that's it. Now, when this comes out, we will have already gone to Miami for spring break, which is such an odd choice.
Interesting, because you saw where the city of Miami,
with two kids.
The city of Miami literally put out commercials this year that was like,
stay home,
because they had such issues. But it was more with like college spring breakers.
I know.
But they had those like almost like riots last year and that crime spree. And Jackie's husband's like, we should go to Miami.
I mean, like,
with
what?
Two young children.
Two kids and a pregnant woman. Like,
it's okay.
What?
Just be packing some heat, girl.
So I literally, like, was in my most vulnerable state, like, 5 to 9 weeks pregnant, sick as a dog. And I'm like, I made one passing comment, like, oh, if we go somewhere for spring break, I don't know if I can be, like, in a car for that long. Like, just like a simple, you know, I was just in a vulnerable moment. Well, he like takes that as like, oh, flight.
Where
oh, hot
fly
weather.
To?
Okay, Miami. I'm like, what? So anyway, whenever I was out of my really sick stage, I was like, so like, can you cancel that? And like, we do like, just like Orange Beach or something. He's like, no, we can't cancel it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay,
so I keep sending him all those like screenshots of like, sketchy
we're
stuff that's going on. I was like, okay, I'm going to be uncomfortable on the beach. I'm going to be like looking around me.
Did you just find Pitbull for me and tell him I said, hey.
Anyway, hopefully I have survived by the time this comes out and I'm here. So.
Oh my God. What if you haven't? This podcast will be really
It would be
sad.
Very dark.
Why did
it would
you
be
say
very
that?
Dark.
Oh, you, Jackie.
No, I'm depressed.
It's okay. I love you all. And
she's a beautiful soul.
Yes.
Everyone
she's
loves
the kind
her.
Of girl that everybody loves. I appreciate
God.
That.
She brightened up a room.
Okay, well, that just went dark.
Do my obituary really? Before I die so I can hear all the nice things you have to say.
Okay.
Okay, moving
well,
on.
Now,
what's next?
Okay. I'm really excited about our guest.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Yes.
High energy.
Not as excited as we are.
Well, especially on, you know, a podcast called The Broad Pod.
Oh,
I think
wow,
it's
yeah.
very important that we celebrate female friendship.
Yes.
And so
they're the perfect duo.
They're the perfect duo, mm-hmm. the dynamic duo of, you know, skanks. But we've got
you
Heather
know us well.
Henderson and Jenny Smith up in this biatch. And so, yeah, we're going to start with some icebreaker questions.
Yeah,
so, Jackie, I don't know
away.
How you're going to do it with two people, but good luck.
All right, Heather, let's start with you. What are the top three items on your bucket list?
So this is probably the only question I really didn't like spend a lot of time thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So just shooting from the hip, this summer, we are taking a big family trip to Scotland.
Ooh.
That is actually my mother-in-law's bucket list, and she is currently fighting lung cancer.
Wow.
So we're just hoping to get there and have a great time. So that is number one on my list right now. Two and three, man, I want to retire at 50. And go to probably like Costa Rica or Phuket, Thailand.
Ooh, okay.
It's cheap to live in. My husband and I watch a lot of House Hunters International, and so that's where we plan our early retirement.
Nice pronunciation.
So, yeah. It is actually not fuck it.
Oh, no, I was like, that's not how
Phuket.
I was like, wait, is Phuket the right way to say it?
Yes.
Good to know.
I learned that from House Hunters, so thank you, HGTV.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, HGTV, for just life. But,
Oh, I love it.
Excellent bucket list, and I could eat all the Thai food in the land. So, anyway.
All right, Jenny, you're up.
Okay, yeah. So, I would like to go to Europe.
Okay.
I really want to go to the Harry Potter studio tour.
Yeah.
Love to see the set.
Yes.
Oh, top of my list. I would also like to go to Disney over there.
Yeah.
I want to write a book eventually one day. I really would like to write a book from a perspective of a mama and a daughter.
Ooh.
Navigating those teenage years.
I love that.
So, a fiction or nonfiction?
To be determined.
Okay. That was a
bummer. All right. She's 20 and my little baby, so, you know, we had some fun. And then I'd really like to take, like, a road trip out west.
Right.
Yeah, my cousins have done it, and they, you know, the Facebook shows that they had a lot of fun, and they reported they had a lot of fun, and I think it would be cool.
So like a Route 66 kind of like situation.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like
Jenny, I'm loving your southern accent.
Oh,
I know. I think I really
so cute. I don't think I really heard your southern accent. I love it. It's
the
adorable.
Same thing.
It's adorable.
It creeps out there sometimes, especially when I'm mad.
I love it.
All right.
I like it. I think it's
all
real
right,
nice.
Back to you. What show was your biggest guilty pleasure? Did you already say it, kind of?
I do love House Hunters, but I don't really feel guilty about
that. Of course. No, you shouldn't.
Actually, it's probably Say Yes to the Dress.
Yes! Oh, yes.
100% addicted.
So cute.
I love Randy. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get married again.
So you can go on that show.
To Zachary Henderson, of course.
I support it.
But I would love to go to Kleinfeld and get a dress and have Randy Finoli help me.
Yes. I love that.
If you hear this, Randy...
Are you Randy for Randy? You know, we have a friend, Lauren Brooks, who's from Owensboro,
proposed
who was on that show.
On the show, right? Didn't he come in and propose to her?
I've never watched it.
Brandon came on and proposed to her.
Well,
at
that's
concert.
True. Because I've seen every episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
Why would... Okay, I need to know more about this.
Well, I think it was like
why are you
she
shopping
was
for
there
a dress?
With
oh,
like
yes.
another friend, or maybe it was like a... I don't remember.
No,
the, but
so
he came
from
in
Owensboro.
And,
I remember that one. Yes.
Yeah, he came in and proposed.
So like they just happened to be in New York, and they were like, "Oh my God, it would be
Let's
really
just
fun
go in there,
to go."
Maybe.
Yes,
that's what
exactly.
It was.
And then he showed up, and it was a big surprise. She didn't get a dress though that day because it was just all too much.
Yeah,
I must discuss this with her the next time because Matt has told me that I've never talked to her
about
it.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
so,
it's cute. It's a really cute episode. Yeah.
All right, Jenny.
All right,
Jen.
Gosh. So I really like the circle. I want to go on the circle.
Okay.
I want to say circle. I want to be in alliance. Strong arm emoji send.
I love it.
Stop it because I don't even know what that is.
It's
oh my god! It's where they're like in these like apartments in the same building, like you can either be yourself
or you can
or
be
can
a catfish,
be a, like a fake person.
Would you be a catfish?
And it's a social. I don't know.
I think
I could be a good catfish.
I think I'd be a catfish. No, I think I'd be a catfish. Yeah. I think it'd be a fun persona. And the Spice Girls came on there.
Oh, see, I haven't watched since like the second
the Spice
season,
Girls
but now you're
were
inspiring
on there.
Me.
The real Spice Girls?
Yes, and they were a catfish and it was amazing.
But not posh. I'm assuming Victoria Beckham didn't. She's too good for
scary
that.
Scary and Baby Spice.
Mm, baby. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
All right.
All right, Heather, back to you. Who would you want to play you in a movie about your life and what would the name of the movie be?
Okay, so I thought about this today at work and I pulled the people around me. And interestingly, they said the same actress that I thought of.
Okay.
Guess.
I don't. I'm
Jennifer Sandra Garner. Bullock. I mean.
Oh my God, yes, Jackie.
Yeah. see that.
Yes. We picked Sandra.
Yes.
My favorite Sandra Bullock flick, While You Were Sleeping.
Oh,
I've seen that. Oh, in
my
forever.
God.
I've not seen that.
Go back and watch it. So good. Mm-hmm. Bill Pullman.
Oh, he did love Sandra Bullock.
Amazing.
Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. And there's this, there's one random scene in the movie that has nothing to do with the plot or anything. And it's a kid riding his bike, and it takes place in Chicago, and it's winter. He's riding his bike, and he just falls.
It's like so random.
It's the best.
And she's like, I love it when people fall and hurt themselves. That's hilarious.
She does.
I do love a good fall video.
She sends videos all the time.
What is the plot of that movie? Like, he's like in a coma, and she pretends to be his wife?
Okay, so, yeah, he falls on the tracks and is in a coma or whatever. The guy she, like, has a big crush on. And she ends up going to the hospital with him because she's the one who like pulled him off the tracks.
Yeah.
And she tries to go back and see him, and they're like, you can't, it's only family. And she says to herself, I was gonna marry that guy. And this nosy nurse overhears her, and it's like, oh my God, it's his fiance. And then his family comes in, and they're like big and really overbearing, and they're like, we love you so much because you were gonna marry our guy.
And she gets all caught up in it.
Yes. And okay. So she cannot talk her way out of it, and then she falls in love with Coma Guy's brother.
Do we not love a Bill? 90s rom-com?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
More than anything.
Mm-hmm. I was really deep into My Best Friend's Wedding like a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Is that the sad, I'm sorry. That is a sad movie.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
who says it, my husband was like, this is not a sad movie. And I'm like, if you're Julia
so
Roberts,
sad.
And I was always Julia Roberts, this is a sad movie.
I do love My Best Friend's Wedding. And okay, interestingly, that came out the summer that my high school boyfriend, who of course I was going to marry, dumped me.
If you were rude, I will find you.
Support of best
friend.
My
high school boyfriend was gay, and nobody should be surprised by that. And now writes gay erotica.
Wow.
I love that.
That's a talent.
If I was
Beck.
A catfish, I would be a gay man.
Yes.
I love it. I
was
love
supposed
it.
To be one.
I would be an excellent gay man.
This is my favorite already.
Right. Oh, and what would it be called?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to get to that. Oh, I thought about that for a long time, too. I wasn't sure what to say, but I think that it would be called Why Not?
Why not?
Oh, all right.
Why not?
Why not? I like it.
Every time I get a ridiculous idea, my husband says, why? And I say, why not?
I love that. Yeah.
Zach does seem like a why kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
We need those.
But I need that. I need that in my life.
I need one, too.
All right. All right. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I really do love Kate Hudson.
Okay. Excellent choice.
Super cute. Love her.
I just think she's adorable.
But Kate and Sandra don't really look alike.
No, but
that's okay.
That's true.
She could dye
her dark hair.
Yeah, she could dye her hair.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kate.
You gotta change it up for a role.
And what would be the name of your movie?
So I did think about this as well, and I'm going with The Little Darlings. So shout out.
Oh my God.
Shout out to the Clink Club.
Love it.
I call my patients all my darlings.
Aww.
I spent some time
with your sweet accent.
I spent some time in Austin recently with some friends, and there was a bar called The Little Darlings.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And I was like, this is like
meant to be.
Meant to be. I loved it.
I was supposed to drink here. I say that a lot.
So yeah, sure enough, it was a good time. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Cute. All right. So tell us about your lives, because you have very, just even from your accents, you can tell that y'all came from very different places. So tell us about your lives, your upbringing, your family, and how you got, because are either of you from Owensboro?
I am.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So Heather, how did you come to Owensboro? Tell us as a part of your story here.
Okay. Well, gosh, how far back should I go? Okay. The short answer to that is we are in Owensboro for my husband's job. He works for Kimberly Clark.
Okay.
So he is the man out there. And if any of you are listening who like work for Kimberly Clark, please know that I'm like second in command. we actually met, if you haven't picked up on this, I'm not from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually from the North.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Wisconsin, born and raised, mm-hmm. baby. Yes, the cheese can't be beat.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I grew up there. I went to the University of Wisconsin, who some of you may remember actually beat UK in the Final Four in 2015.
Oh, that's why I love you, Heather. We can
be
together.
Shut it.
Go Badgers.
So thank you. So yeah, and then after I graduated, I took a job in the like Appleton, Fox Cities. Most of you would probably be familiar with the Green Bay area of Wisconsin. And my husband was, my future husband, was working for Kimberly-Clark there. And so the only friend that I had at my new job was like, we need another girl to play in our co-ed volleyball league. And so I was like, okay. And one night we had a sub. And the sub was Zachary Henderson. And so that is how we met. It was in a bar, technically at volleyball, though. So I like to say we met playing volleyball. And so then I moved to Minnesota for a job. And then he moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma for a job. So I moved to Tulsa. We got married. We had three kids. We lived there for 11 years. And then... Zach is actually from Southern Illinois, which is just a couple hours away from here. His dad got sick and there was an opportunity. And so we were like, let's go. And so now here we are. And I'm going to tell you right now, Owensboro, Kentucky is my home.
That's awesome. How long have you been here?
6 years.
6 years. Okay. And how old are your kids?
Sam is 13. He'll be 14 next month. And Caleb will be 12 in May. And Zoe... That little darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Turned 8 in December.
Wow. Heather says she's second in command. Let me tell you who's really second in command.
Are they happy in Owensboro? Have they adapted?
Yes.
Well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And they love school. We love it here. We're just all very happy. So, Kimberly Clark, we're not going anywhere. You hear me?
I like it. Love their toilet
paper. I'm sure they're happy to hear that.
All right, Jenny?
Yeah, so I've lived here all my life, born and raised. I went to Thruston for a couple years. Y'all, I don't know if you know about that or not.
Yeah.
Went to Thruston for a couple years, went to Country Heights, Davis County Middle School. I was a first eighth grade class at College View Middle School, so I'm aging myself here. I graduated from Davis County in 2000. And I have just lived here and loved it. I went to OCTC, got my nursing degree here. I do have my bachelor's and master's through Indiana Wesleyan, but that's because I couldn't do it here in Owensboro. And I have two beautiful little babies. My little boy is 17 and just the light of my life. And my little girl is 20, so they're not little, but they're always going to be my babies. And she keeps me, she's feisty. She's got,
wonder where she got that. That's weird.
That girl, she's going to be somebody one day.
Yeah, I love it.
It's so funny.
I will never forget, like, we had just become like Facebook friends and like met at Orange Theory, and you posted something like about your daughter. And I was like, there is no way that she is old enough to have a daughter because you look so young. Not that you aren't young, because I would argue that we're still young.
We're young.
You
know
what I mean? I was a child bride.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe she has a kid that age because you're just so young, but that's awesome.
That's
really cool.
Yes, I love them.
All right, so how did y'all meet each other? How did the Yankee meet the Southern Belle?
Yes. We met at work.
Jenny about knocked herself out with the microphone.
Excuse me.
We'll not edit that out.
Jenny was already working there, and I was hired and going to start. And so I had done some work there earlier and knew some people.
Yeah.
And so they all knew that I was going to start. And somebody asked if they could put me in touch with Jenny.
Did I text you or did we Facebook message?
We texted.
Okay. And I was like,
yeah, of course.
Just because they knew that y'all would probably get along?
Oh.
Or?
Well, they just wanted us to meet because we were going to be working together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And we were like, yeah, of course. So we had dinner.
Yeah. At El Bracero.
No.
No?
Oh, my God. I can't believe
y'all don't remember your first date.
This is a fight. It was Mexican. It was Real Haas.
Real Haas.
On Frederica or 54? Okay.
Okay. I knew it was 54. That's what threw me off.
Okay.
So let me tell you about it, though. For Christmas, I got us some little Funkos. Have you ever had your Funko made?
No.
You can have your own one.
You can do that.
And Heather's, I had made for her the day I met her. Because I show up. And she's got tats and this leather jacket.
Not that many for those of you who are listening.
No.
I mean, they're classy.
And I was like, this bitch.
She's a badass.
We're going to would get along.
That's awesome. Leather jacket.
The leather jacket.
So that's the Funko
it.
Is dressed like she was yes. on the first. That's so sweet.
With her so cute. Prosecco.
I love it.
Yes.
So what were your first? So that was your first impression of her.
Cool.
Was it like she's cool?
Mm-hmm.
What was your first impression of Jenny?
Well, I actually thought that Jenny was very sweet, and I thought wrong. But I was like, oh God, like I might be a little bit too much for her. But she was putting on a good show for me.
Yeah. Was it like an awkward first date? First meeting?
Actually, no.
I think we clicked like right off.
We did. Yes.
I mean, really,
it wasn't awkward at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And how, had you just moved here?
No, I had been here for about just over a year at that point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wasn't like brand new.
And she had worked with our team, mm-hmm. but I had moved into like supervisor position. So I wasn't going down and seeing patients in the ED with her. So I had not met. I had met her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd heard of her.
And so you clicked immediately. Like, at what point did you know that y'all were besties? Was there like a moment or like something that happened? And you're like, this is it. This is my person.
I'll let you answer this.
God, there was a moment. I'm not sure that I'm ready to put it out to the audience of the broadcast.
Now I really want to know what the moment was.
And I will tell
we
you.
We were traveling.
Off the air.
Off the record. Okay.
So there was that moment. But then also.
The PG moment.
Yes.
It's not that bad, people.
No, I just don't really
want to tell everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing for me personally.
Okay. It's a vulnerable moment.
Keep me alive until we're off the air. But, okay. So there was that. And then for me, it was really during COVID, you know, mm-hmm. remember at the beginning of COVID when nobody knew what was going on?
Yeah.
And if you like breathed the same air as someone,
you're
you
like,
had
I'm
to stay
die.
Home for 15
yeah.
days. And,
yeah.
You know, there was all that stuff going on. And so there was a lot of like rotation. And so we were working together every day. We were like rotating out, working from home and things like that. And it was then that I was like, oh, my God. Like, I miss Jenny. When am I going to see her again?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, like, this might be my girl.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yep.
sweet. I mean, same moment, same kind of stuff for you.
Absolutely. There's not like a moment it clicked. I just knew immediately, like, this is going to be something.
That's so sweet.
Big things are coming our way.
All right. So beyond Heather's vulnerable moment, which I cannot wait to hear about and use against her at a later date, do y'all have a best memory or like a best shared experience with one another?
I was curious what your thoughts are on this.
Well, you know, I did think about that quite a bit. But, well, first of all, I love working with Jenny. Mm-hmm. I love seeing her every day. And I just think that we are like a dream team.
Mm-hmm.
We work really well together.
Yes. Dream team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that I really love. I know that's not like a specific memory.
Yeah.
But, gosh... I think some of the most fun times we had together were at the sneaker ball.
Yes. Yes.
Mm,
maybe like the canceled Garth Brooks concert.
Oh, yeah. That was
pretty wild.
The parking lot or parking garage.
I want to know all these stories. I feel like there's more to that.
Oh, my gosh.
And what are you going to say?
For me, I think my most fun memory, because you were so motherly, was when we had Raven in the backyard.
Raven
is our friend,
oh,
and she's our she works with us, and if I have partaken in the
beverages, perhaps
if I have had a moment, very unlike me. Normally, I'm very lovey. I might have just imbibed a little bit too much that night, and
I took good care of her.
We often talk about how good of a night that was.
Yeah.
And Heather took very good care of me. Very good care of me.
Yes.
I see that would happen.
Yes. So that's like my favorite thing to tease and to laugh about.
The next night we were getting ready for bed and Zoe said, "Mommy, is Jenny still here?"
The next morning I was like, I'll see you later. And she was like, no.
No, you're not. No.
It won't be anytime soon.
Get her out of my house. All right. What do you love most about the other one? But then also what drives you most nuts about the other one?
Well, honestly. Let's answer what drives nuts first.
So we can end on a positive note.
Yes.
Oh my God. You are the yin to my yang. Yes, and it's like working. I love policies and audits and procedures and all those dirty words that nobody really likes.
I'm going to find a way to bend the rules.
This one likes the gray area.
Yes, man.
Oh, I don't want to live in the gray area.
That's where I live.
But she pushes me, you know. She's like, quit being so linear. Quit thinking like a policy and let's think outside the box and do what's best for the people. Mm-hmm. And I love that. That's why we're good together.
So you like it and it drives you nuts, sort of?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, when we're like writing a policy.
Oh God. Like we'll get in a fist fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Throat punches. That's why we go to Orange Theory.
Well, I was gonna say
punch harder.
Jenny has no chill when somebody is saying something that she disagrees with.
I'm a Virgo.
Or believes is wrong. And I know that nobody's gonna like be able to see me, but she's like, she'll sit there and go like this.
Heather's like, shaking her head no
furiously,
and I will grab her and be like, you've got to stop that.
Like she can't control her face.
No,
like no poker face.
Not at all.
Oh, I'm the same way. God, boss, tell me that one.
It's all right there.
It's all right there out there. You. And also, Jenny has the most amazing ability to take something that's happening today and turn it into a very direct and specific consequence that will happen to her 4.3 years from now.
Okay. I can extrapolate with the best of them.
And I'll just be standing there like, oh my gosh. What is happening right now? Like, you have got to stop that.
Mm. But am I sometimes right? Yeah. Just say yeah.
She's like very rarely. Like on the rare occasion, you might be correct.
But I, well, God, what I love about Jenny. Well, so many things. But I think that, first of all, nobody will say anything bad about me in front of Jenny. Mm-mm. That's not happening. Mm. And I know that, and I trust that. And so that's, like, one of my favorite things. There's, like, no cattiness or competition there like that. I admire her resilience, and I think her ability to connect with people. Mm. And I just, I love us together. Mm-hmm. I think we're awesome. We're dynamos.
Yeah.
You really do compliment each other well.
Yeah.
I just think that we have been brought together.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
I was telling somebody, I was actually telling Tamara this weekend that Tamara is one of our friends. Mm-hmm. And there are times in your life, and whatever your beliefs are, which I fully support anybody's beliefs, but my beliefs are that the universe brings people together. Mm-hmm. I think somebody brought Tamara here. Mm-hmm. I think somebody brought you here to be here for me in this time that I need. And, you know, I think that we could not do this without talking about how important friendships are for our mental health. Mm-hmm. And this past weekend, I did a little mental health retreat for myself. And we did this, like, anger thing where we wrote on post-its some of those like ruminating thoughts that we have, mm-hmm. Some of the nasty things people have said to us in our past, and how do we let that go and not let it continue to traumatize us. Mm-hmm. And there was a moment during that on all my post-it notes, and there were probably about like 7,000 not really, there were probably like 40, but on all my post-it notes was not Heather's voice.
Yeah.
She's my champion, you know, and I know that.
That's
and
amazing. I love that.
You got to have somebody who champions you in life. And mm-hmm. Heather does that for me. And so I love most about you.
Well, in preparing for this lovely interview, I found that last year the New York Post shared some research that said 81% of women over 18 consider their friendships just as important to them as romantic relationships. Mm. So what do y'all think about that? And why do you think that is?
Well, so I will take this opportunity for a second to talk about my husband and just what a wonderful and amazing person he is. I mean, truly, like, there's nobody in this world better for me, and how completely ridiculous I am, you know, and like, he's the why guy and I'm the why not guy. And I need that in my life. Or, I mean, he said once, we have a dog that likes to run. And he was like, our marriage is like you are Roscoe running out of the house and I'm trying to pull on the leash. Yeah. And I'm like, yes. Aww. But you know, I think if you ask most men, they'll say that their wife is their best friend. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I say that Jenny is my best friend, Zach's like, what? And I'm like, but you're my husband. You know, like, yeah. I stood in front of our family and friends and God and said that I was going to love you and be faithful to you forever. And I'm gonna. But you're not my best friend. You're my husband, you know? And I just think it is different. Yeah. You know, the love mm-hmm. that I have for him is like our history and our family and everything that we have together and what he is to me. But I think it is so important to have friendships outside of that, and to have especially like a strong female in your corner who knows what it's like to be a wife and a mother and all of the things that like are expected of you to be running. And, you know, my husband is great. He's an amazing partner. But like, if someone's sick at school, they're not calling him. Right. They're calling me. Mm-hmm. And if we're making appointments, like, I'm the one making appointments and all of that stuff. And so just to have somebody in your corner and lifting you up in that way, I mean, there's just nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I mean, I'm not for sure. Like, especially right now in my life, there's some life changes that are coming. Mm-hmm. And without having the friendships that I have with my girls, like, how I'd make it through right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you just have to have that, because you never know what life is going to bring you. Mm-hmm. You got to have those people who are going to uplift you, get you through it.
I have a question off script. Sorry, gals. Ooh, but I think you can love handle it.
Yeah.
Okay. Improv. So I feel like, as an adult, it is so hard to like kind of cultivate those relationships mm-hmm. and grow them, because you have the job, you have the kids, you have the extracurriculars and all that thing. So what advice do you give other women like to help grow those friendships? Because you do have to like put a little effort in as an adult to be able to like grow those relationships. Because, I mean, it's easy to have the best friend from high school like continue to be your friend. But, I mean, to have a new one come in to your life. And it's tough.
That's like when I talk to recent graduates from here, like, how's life after college? The number one thing I hear from them, it's so hard to meet people.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't have the community that you had maybe like when you were in school.
Exactly.
So, I think that's,
So I don't know. That's a hard question.
What's your advice?
How do you suggest like people like
for me, that? I think you got to get out there a little bit and give yourself permission to seek outside of the relationship. You know, you've got to prioritize your marriage, of course, or your friendships. But to find some sort of community, do trivia, go to Orange Theory or other places. Yeah. Of course, Orange Theory.
Yeah. Orange Theory fitness in Owensboro, Kentucky.
I'm not partial. You know, because you've got to find, that's right. It's a community.
Yeah.
And that's what we've built at Orange Theory, is a community. Yeah. And so you've got to seek out those. What are you interested in? Don't lose sight of what you're interested in. Yeah. And, you know, seek out your friends, your people through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will say definitely that like the friends that I have are friends that I've made at work or people who Zach works with, either his coworkers or their spouses. And I think that's fine. But also, you know, Jenny and I just don't like go hang out by ourselves all the time. Like, she is just is a part of our family here. And the kids know her and they know that. And so like we're just a part of each other's lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just text Jenny's son and I was like, yo, like, are you going to babysit my kids on Sunday?
And they love it. They love it. They know my children keep up with me through Find My iPhone or Find My, whatever the app is now. And they're like, okay, she's at Heather's. Yeah. And they'll text me. They're like, I know you're okay.
Well, and that's, you know, for a long time, my only friends were from work. And it became really like a part of my identity. And so I've had to be very intentional about that in the last just couple of years. Through Orange Theory, like group fitness, through church and some other like volunteer things, because I just felt like that can be, if work's not going well, not that my work wasn't going well. But then if your only community is through work, I don't know, I needed outside. Some other identity and friendship, or, you know, friends who you don't, because I work with my husband and so that's very consuming. So, but I think you have to be very intentional to find those relationships outside of work too.
I'm very sentimental towards things. So if I don't kind of branch out, like I could do that. I could let work be my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so you got to be careful with that doesn't become your identity and seek out those other relationships. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have Matt calls it my committee. So like if he and I like are talking about something, like, you know, we might come to a decision and then later I'll come back and be like, you know, I've been thinking about that and I think blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you went to the committee, didn't you? And it's like, I have like three friends from like sort of different periods of my life. And so he has referred to them as the committee many times. He's like, oh, you asked them about it, didn't you? Do y'all have that? Like 100%. What other close female relationships do y'all have?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, how much time do we have?
Right.
No. So, of course, like, I'm here on the podcast with Jenny. So, of course, she's, like, part of my committee. But I definitely have another committee. I would be remiss on a podcast about best friends if I did not talk about Tamara Cooper.
Yeah. Who is amazing.
Amazing. So she and I met at my first job in Owensboro, and she is a very, you wouldn't think this like if you know her, but she is extremely introverted, very shy, doesn't like to really meet new people. And I was like, like, what are we doing? Like, do you want to come to book club? Do you want to hang out? And she would be like, no.
Tamara is me.
But, you know, finally I wore her down, which is like, so we're always like, you know, the jokes about how like the introverts only have friends because the extroverts adopted them.
100%. Like,
that's
Allison Sanders.
That's me and Tamara. So
she forced herself on me.
I was like, come on. And she really is like another great balance in my life. Mm-hmm. And one of the most like intuitive and kind, empathic people I've ever met. And so if you don't know Tamara Cooper, oh no, I was gonna say you should, but she wouldn't like that. I also have another committee in a little group chat, and it's Tamara, our friend Haley, and Emma, who is actually Tamara's future daughter-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And we just have a great time. That's awesome. So, like, I like to bounce things off them.
Now, Tamara, her husband, is our men's basketball coach, Drew Cooper. Go Panthers.
The GMAC Coach of the Year, Drew Cooper.
For the
that is correct.
My favorite thing is, so at the last basketball game, I was, like, across the sports center from y'all. And it just happened, like, I look up and I was like, oh, my God, there's Heather. And I texted you. But, like, I could see, like, you and I seem to be the same kind of sports fan. Like, Heather wasn't letting any call go by. Mm-hmm. Like, she was going to eat those refs alive. And then you could see Tamara, you know, like, anyway, it just, I could tell that y'all were a good balance of each other. And I liked it.
Yeah. So when we first met, she was like, listen, my husband's like a basketball coach. And she was like, I just really need someone to come sit with me and cheer. Yeah. And I was like, I'm your girl. I'm like, say less. I will be there immediately. And so actually, I have become a huge Kentucky Wesleyan College fan. Panthers, yes. men's basketball fan. I think that they are a great group of young men and have just had a great season. And so
that's awesome.
Heck yeah.
Who's your committee?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, you know, I have Heather. Duh. You're so important. but I have my baseball mamas. So I have Sarah, Kyle, and Christine. Our little babies have been raised together. They mm-hmm. have played baseball forever. And I am so thankful to have integrated into that group because Grayson played out in the county before he moved over to Southern, actually. Mm-hmm. And he moved into that Southern League and they just... But, you know, sports in Owensboro is competitive, mm-hmm. and he just fit right in, and they took me in, and I do not know where I'd be without that group of women, and we do our mama dinners. We go to El Bracero. That's probably where I got the El Bracero. We do. Grayson doesn't have one mama. He's got four mamas.
That's great.
You know, and it really does take a tribe to raise these babies up.
Five.
Her feelings over here. Because Heather, she will text him real quick if he's been out alive. Were you rude to your mama?
No. What'd you say, boy?
So, you know, I love their boys. They're good kids. This Apollo baseball team's going to be something. And so, I just don't know what I'd do without them. I really don't. And then I've got my mama and my cousins. And I think all of those relationships are really important. It's good to have just good, strong females around you. So we do our girls' trips, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm really jealous of? I don't know if y'all, from our Orange Theory people, Alicia... Danielle,
oh, I know.
Going Amber, to Vegas.
Amber,
always yeah. have a little party.
So fun.
Christina. Yes,
they have a regularly scheduled girls trip every year.
I know.
This and
year
they went, right?
Yeah, they all
yes.
were in the same neighborhood.
Yes,
and so I told Matt, I was like, once Asher's not a toddler anymore, like I need to get like regularly scheduled girls trips.
I love a girls trip.
I was going to ask you another question.
Anyone?
What year in high school is your son?
He's a junior.
Okay, so then he'll have one more season of baseball at the high school after that.
My baby's, my daughter's graduated. She graduated in 22. I'm feeling 22. So she gets
right,
it when I do that.
We could talk about Taylor Swift all day long. No cap.
So, yeah, he's a junior. I have one more year.
Okay. Very
yeah.
nice. All right. So speaking of women, who are some women who've inspired you or what qualities in women in your life have inspired you?
Well, I mean, of course, I have to say my mom, which mm-hmm. interestingly, today, the day that we're recording this, is her birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah. Mom. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Let's go, Ruth.
Yes. my mom was a labor and delivery nurse for like all of her career, and she was so good at it. There was actually somebody, I grew up in like a little college town, and there was somebody doing their PhD, and it was about like caring and compassionate behaviors and like, can you teach someone to be caring and compassionate? And so she had surveyed patients in the hospital just about like who stood out to them or whatever. And so many patients said my mom that she followed her around.
Oh, wow.
To see like awesome. What she did that helped. And that was her element for sure. She was there when I had my oldest son, and she was just like, you could just tell she knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She's very competent. That was her element. And so, she showed me that if I wanted to work and be a mom, that I could do that. Mm-hmm. And I could be really good at both things. And so I've always just kind of, clung to that. And then my Aunt Diane, she and I have always just been really close, and she has such a heart for people. She always wants to help and serve. And so I hope that I have a little bit of that in me, too. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law, she is ridiculous, Marianne Henderson, if you listen to this. And it's funny because I actually think that we're a lot alike in some ways. Sorry, Zach. And like, I know that I drive her crazy, but she's a riot. And, you know, some people, there's all like the mother-in-law jokes and whatever. And I mean, I just don't have that. Like, I love the heck out of you, Marianne Henderson. So
that's great.
Yes.
Aww. Yeah. So definitely my mom. You know, my mom is my ride or die. She's, you know, that little meme that's like, I don't remember, but my mom remembers what you did to me in the third grade. That is my mother. She does not care. She's like, oh, did you do something to Jennifer Smith? I'm going to get you. And my sister, you know, my sister and I are 6 years apart, but we're very different. She's a Pisces and I'm a Virgo. So she's just more like calm and chill. And I'm like, I'll get you.
Are you the oldest or youngest?
I'm the oldest. Oh. And let me tell you, I'm a true oldest.
Oh my God, is she ever.
Daughter. I'm Enneagram 3. What more do we talk about?
That's, we got three threes in the room.
Three threes. We got a seven over here.
What are you?
I'm a seven.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh all yeah. Right.
Why cool. not, baby?
Free spirit.
I have my cousins. I have my my Vicky and Summer and Jamie, my cousins. You know, they're all important to me. I was I say Vicky's my second mom because she took me on all those things that you know, I just didn't get the opportunity to quite experience. And so she's like my experienced mom, even yeah. though, you know, things have changed now. My mom has been able to go and do things with me. It yeah. wasn't quite like that when we were younger. You know, there's a special place in your heart to be able to get to go and do those experiences with mm-hmm. your cousins. And you know, you just get to live life with them. And it's fun to see where we are now. And then our friends and then the people we work with, too. You know, we work with a lot of great women and just seeing some of the younger girls that we work with, how we get to shape them and mm-hmm. see how they're doing and how they help us. You know, those young kids keep me young. So that's just good people that we have around us.
Yeah. I like it. All right. So what are y'all most proud of about yourselves?
I mean, I'm not sure that I really have any one thing. Mm. I just have no regrets. Like, I think that I have a beautiful, beautiful life. Mm. And I am so proud of that. You know, I love my husband. I love my kids. I think that I am surrounded by the best people. So if you're in my life, really, like, I love you. And I'm so glad that you're just a part of the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are a few things for me. It always goes to service first. Like, that's just how my mind thinks. And I'm very proud that I got that master's with mm-hmm. a little push from Heather because I was about to give up on it. I got that master's in nursing. The community that I serve in advocating for mental health in our mm-hmm. community. And my babies, you know, I've got these two kids who are pretty cool little people. And I can't take full credit because they're their own people. But I had a little part
they
in
are
it.
Half you they're half you,
know?
You.
They
you
are know? They
you
are
pushed
they're
them out,
pretty
man.
Cool dang little people. And so and then two, this is the healthiest I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was on a little podcast for work the other day talking about how important Orange Theory is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Orange Theory and Fitness of Orangeboro.
Yeah. Orangeboro looking on Facebook. But I'm not joking, guys. Like, I don't know what clicked with me there.
Yeah.
And I would not be there if it wasn't for Heather, who helped me prioritize my health, honestly. And this community, I have never been healthier in mm-hmm. my life.
Amen to that. Yeah.
You same. Know, so it's pretty unbelievable. Yeah. And I'm proud of myself for prioritizing myself and mm-hmm. and doing that. And mm-hmm. and we all do. And I'm just so should. Proud of us all.
Yeah. I think what I didn't anticipate was the mental health.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, I wanted to like lose weight, all of those kind blah, of things. Blah. And that's been great. Like, get stronger. Blah, 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 blah. Like, so stupid. But like the mental health mm-hmm. benefits of it have been what is mm-hmm. like beyond anything that I could possibly imagine. Yeah. And it's the community. Yeah. I mean, it's the yes. relationships mm-hmm. as part yeah. of that.
And then our fellow broads.
Yeah. And just the opportunity yeah. to like prove to yourself that you're stronger than you thought you were.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Number one on the 200-meter rowing leaderboard.
Oh. But like, if you had told me a year ago. I mean, there was no, there was, I can remember the first day I got on that rower and like went home and told Matt, like, I'm not going back. Like, yeah. I can't do it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Tyson was there rowing. And that's, so, that's an inspiration. I don't know what is. Back. You know what I'm saying? I will go wherever that man is rowing. I hope you're listening. Hey, Boo Boo. I called him Pookie in a direct message on Instagram, and I have forever regretted it. But
can we do another row
he
clinic?
Is Pookie.
Let's
I
go.
Know. So good. But yeah, it has been wonderful for sure. Best money I've ever spent.
Absolutely. I will prioritize that for myself. And, you know, I gave Coach C a hard time a little bit there in the beginning. She was a little too sweet for me. But when she said, you can do all the hard things. That voice, her voice, mm-hmm. is in the back of my head, mm-hmm. telling me I can do the hard things, and I will love her forever for it.
Well, mm-hmm. and one of the things she said, because sometimes I'm like, Cecilia, you're a little
really?
You're more Jackie Speed than mine. Like, Jackie's so positive and, like, motivational, and I'm like, I hate everybody, and I'm never coming back. Yeah. But she said, she was like, look in the mirror, and, you know, say... Don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to a friend. And I think I think about that a lot. I'm like, yes. I have a lot of like negative self-talk. Those kind of, mm-hmm. it, she's helped like flip that switch for me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been really important.
It's sure. brought on so much more. I've met you guys through this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did that word of the year, our bracelets earlier. Yeah. And I chose the word breathe. Mm. And I had no idea how hard this year was going to be, mm-hmm. and how significant that word was going to be to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I cannot thank whatever I've done in this life to bring me to where I'm at and to meet the people I have. Mm-hmm. Just this community, something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. I feel very lucky to be one of those people that y'all have met.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing I like more than showing up in the lobby and seeing these two skanks standing there.
So I was going to say.
I usually just grunt at them because I'm mad I'm there.
You're annoyed you're there.
But I am happy to see y'all.
I was going to say, I don't think I've been there as much with Jenny. However, especially in the beginning, I remember you there a lot, Heather. And I mean, we probably didn't talk a whole lot, but I always thought like, dang, that girl is strong.
Yeah.
She's fast.
Don't want to meet her in
LA. You like how long have you been coming here? And I don't remember what you said, but I was just so impressed by how strong you are.
Yeah.
And you're just tough.
Hey,
you're
we're
tough,
the only super OGs. Yeah,
and I haven't been there in the same classes with you recently, but super impressed. And I'm sure that you
are just
as impressive.
You should see her on the rower.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her on the rower.
You,
who we,
and you.
She's a badass.
I don't like the rower. I like the treadmill.
I always.
I want to see a row off.
But I would lose.
No.
That's funny you say that. I would definitely lose.
I don't.
Your
time.
It's
you against you. It's you versus
right.
you. It's not you against anybody else.
All right.
Enneagram three. So real quick before we like.
That's us against everybody else.
I think Orange Theory is like literally like programmed for Enneagram threes, right? Because it's like,
for sure.
They've gamified working out, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's
like, I want to get on the leaderboard.
I do like a leaderboard.
I can't help it. I can't.
Every time.
Am I peaking?
I know.
100%.
Well, last year.
Transformation
challenge was over. I was like, I'm never signing up for that again. That was rigged. I'm not doing it. And then this year, I came home and told him, I was like, yeah, I signed up for that. And he was like, you said you were never going to. I was like, I could not do it. Like, I had the worst FOMO. Everything, sign up.
Yes.
Take my money. Just take it. I'll pay extra for whatever.
I want the shirt. Zero regrets on Facebook. Here I am.
Listen, I'm already paying to go to Orange Theory, but I will pay you another $35 to come do the four workouts and get the t-shirt. Thank
right.
you.
Oh my gosh. I'm paying $35 for a t-shirt that I have to work extra hard. For but
I love it.
I'm gonna
so
do
funny.
It.
Thank
love
you all so much for taking time away from your families
awesome.
And everything else that you have to be here.
Oh, no,
love your all's friendship.
It was my pleasure.
Awesome. My pleasure. Thank you, Chick-fil-A. And all right, now we're gonna sign off so I can hear this story. Okay, thank you. Heather and Jenny's friend Tamara Cooper tells us what she finds inspiring about the ladies.
My mom said, find women that you want to be like or who inspire you and make them your friends. So I did. And even if it was that Heather had to find me and then she introduced me to Jenny, I still feel like somehow I got it right. Jenny, you are really brave. You are doing your soul work, and that is so scary. But you have come to know and see your worth the way that we see it, and you can never turn your back on that now. I can't wait to watch you get every wonderful thing you deserve. And Heather, this quote is from Daniel Kopke, and it says, my love language is safety, and feeling emotionally safe means collecting evidence that I can be my authentic, messy, sometimes dysregulated, and struggling human self and still be valued and cared for and not abandoned. Heather, thank you for creating that space here for me. I found that in you, and I'm eternally grateful. I'm just really honored to know both Jenny and Heather, and I know I'm a better woman because of them. I love you both dearly.